dialing.
Who just joined?
Ethan Walton.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Conference call.
Yoshiya, mommy's on the phone.
Aren't you glad it's just a podcast?
Thank you so much for downloading our little show. We got a great one for you today. You know, most weeks we're in here talking about Walmart supplier issues and supply chain, all these things going on in the retail industry. But now and again, we like to really focus on you. Yes, you. You're sitting there in that cubicle, staring at your laptop screen, jumping from email to Excel to PowerPoint and sneaking over to Indeed.com when the boss isn't looking. Today is just for you. One of the big phrases thrown around quite a bit in performance evaluations and job interviews is soft skills. We hear about, you know, we need to work on our soft skills, got to get a handle on these soft skills, but what exactly does that mean and who can help us? Well, our guest today has been specializing in this for many years. Mr. Kirk Bowman is the founder of Campus to Career. He's got an HR background, works with seasoned professionals, as well as students who are just entering the workforce for the first time. And he and I used to work together at Walmart many, many years ago. I follow Kirk closely on LinkedIn and very, very excited that he's agreed to speak with us today about soft skills. You're going to love it. Please stay with us.
Please hold. Your call is being transferred. The 8th and Walton conference call.
Ethan Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to ethanwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today. ethanwalton.com/chat.
You're dialed in to the conference call. Brought to you by Ethan Walton.
Your call is starting.
And now your host, Jared Davis.
All right, it's time to talk some soft skills. As I mentioned before, joining us on the phone, the founder of Campus to Career and my old friend, Mr. Kirk Bowman. Kirk, thank you for joining us on the little show today.
Thanks for having me, Jared.
Hey, before we get into it, would you give us a little bit of your background and then tell us about Campus to Career?
You know, it's funny how things have worked out in my career. My degree is in broadcast journalism,
oh,
broadcast
yes.
communication.
You know, as long as I've known you, I've never known that about you. You and I have the same background.
Yeah, you know, the joke is that I have a face for radio. So, you know,
that's not true at all.
You know, it's funny. The background has come in very handy throughout my entire career. I did spend a few years on the radio working my way up. Realized it was not really the career I wanted. I wanted more. I wanted to help others. And a leap of faith brought me into the world of human resources in 2005, somewhere around that time. Actually started at Walmart's home office in campus relations team, and that's where you and I met.
Right. I was an old recruiter on that team.
Absolutely. Recruiter. I remember you were quite the prankster and
I didn't know we were going to delve that much into my past on this podcast.
Yeah. All right. No more skeletons. Right. You know, so since then, I've served in various roles, nonprofit, spent about 12 years in nonprofit, as well as the for-profit businesses, really focused on university partnerships, recruiting. That's really where I've found something that I love, and that's building relationships, that's helping people. I'm still currently working in HR. I'm really working on some really cool things like talent optimization, team member experience, those types of things. Work for a company called O'Reilly Hospitality Management and really digging in deep and helping other people find their best fit within the company and perform to the best of their abilities. So it's a lot about, again, helping people. Campus to Career. So where did that come from?
Yeah.
That was born from experiences I had along the way. So I would have meetings or do presentations or interact with students and faculty members and recruiters and other people and started to see a theme of maybe things that were missing or tips and tricks that I wanted to share with others. So started writing a blog, just started writing some things down and it grew from that, became a little more serious blog, got some interesting mentions and in places like the Huffington Post and U.S. News and World Report, and one of the most influential people on Twitter for human resources, that fun stuff. today we've grown. It's a blog, it's a site, it's got a few thousand subscribers, readers across the globe, and really become a community for career advice focused on that individual looking for that transition from college to career, but really anyone who's looking for that to get a leg up on the competition, leveraging things like social media and how do you stand out in an interview, what makes your resume pop, those types of things. So not your boilerplate standard stuff, but things you can really use and things from the experts. So it's not just me spouting this information, it's me involving other experts and what their perspectives are. It's been very cool to see how that worked out.
Well, and I want to dive into something that even as a someone entering the workforce or even, you know, someone as seasoned like you and me has heard a lot, and that is this idea of the soft skills. It's a phrase that gets thrown around quite a bit. So from your experience, how do you really define soft skills?
Well, they say they being just generally that soft skills are the hard skills. The hard skills are things like emotional intelligence and that's being, you know, self-aware of how you react or how you don't react to certain situations. Stress management, a lot of stress today in today's world. Time management, communication, collaboration, critical thinking, creativity. So the things that are learned through experience, not necessarily taught. There's not a book on how to do these things that you follow the directions and you're there. You got to practice them. So that's where it's hard because you got to learn by doing. You got to learn by succeeding and by failing and just continuing to sharpen that saw, continuing to focus, you know, to polish those soft skills so they do become those hard soft skills, so to speak.
So with Campus to Career, you know, you're working with young people who are entering the workforce right out of college. What seems to be like one of the soft skills that they actually had no idea would be so critical to any job?
I think a lot of it comes down to communication. Communication, that being what my degree is in, but also it's just something that people seem to really lack. We're living in a world that's full of texting and Slack messaging and shorthand and emojis and things like that. There's a lot of noise out there. There's a lot of stuff, but there's not a lot of good communication. People need to learn how to quickly get to the point, outline what's needed, and then have that call to action. You know, we all get those emails where somebody rambles and rambles, and you're like, okay, what do you want me to do with this? So effective communication is really a big thing. And by the way, I do use emojis in my email. There will likely not be an email without a smiley face or thumbs up or something like that, because email, it's hard to convey tone in written communication. So that brings a little personality to it. And, you know, written communication, but also spoken communication. So we forget that thing in our pocket, that thing that has all the apps and emails and text messages, is a phone. So to be able to pick up that phone and communicate, this is what we need, this is what our issue is, this is how we're going to resolve that challenge, whatever those things are, to have the guts, it takes guts to even answer the phone these days, to communicate that message. So I think communication is really a big thing. We don't really focus too much on it in college, and I think it's really overlooked on how important that is.
And you work with people in the workplace now, and I know Campus to Career, I mean, even does a fair amount of mentoring. So for people like you and me who are, you know, seasoned, we've been in this cubicle culture for a long time, what are those soft skills that we need to master to really set us apart? I think communication was a great thing you touched on. What else do you see?
I think aside from communication, some other ones would be collaboration. You know, you could call it teamwork, but you're most likely going to be working on a team on multiple projects. So to be able to work with a team to gather different perspectives and insight and input, and to be able to walk away with that recommendation, that proposal, that finished project is really important. Critical thinking, things like finding that answer. The answer is not always going to be right in front of you. You might have to dig deeper, and you might have to ask questions on, you know, what's the why behind all of it? So, you know, it may not be the solution that's being proposed, but what is the root cause of this? And then creativity. So we live in a world of innovation. What worked yesterday won't work tomorrow or won't work as well. so finding new ways to improve processes, to streamline communication, to experiment and fail. I think we have a fear of failure, but learn by failing, learn by doing. And I think creativity is going to help set us apart from those in the future workplace. And then the last piece is time management. So we all have 24 hours in the day. How we use those 24 hours is up to us. There's, you've seen the life hacks on this is what I do before 4 a.m. or this is what I do, every day of the week. And right. That works for them. It might not work for you. So figure out how you can best use your time and your resources for your personal life, for your professional life, because we all have the same amount of time in the day.
Oh, you know what the music means. We are out of time for this week's podcast. But you know what? Coming up next week, we are going to pick this conversation back up with Mr. Kirk Bowman and go a little bit further into soft skills. This is Jared Davis. Thank you so much for joining us this week. We will talk to you soon.
The chairperson.